Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to New Jersey Conservative Talk Radio. We're always right, never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in today to the show. We have James Baldini, 2020 candidate for U.S. Congress out of District 5, who's going to be on the show today. And he's going to talk about some of the issues and his plans for New Jersey and his plans for the nation. For those who want to tune in and want to follow New Jersey Conservative Talk Radio on Twitter, we're Right Talk New Jersey. Also on Facebook at Right Talk New Jersey. And if you want to follow me, I'm your host, Chauncey Brown, at Right Talk Host on Twitter and Right Talk Radio Host on Facebook. We're going to bring into the studio now congressional candidate from New Jersey, James Baldini. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Chauncey, it's wonderful to talk to you.
You as well,
thank
champ.
You.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to hear that you and your family are doing well. For my audience, my listeners, can you please just briefly share a little bit about yourself, who you are, and why you're running for Congress, and then we can get into some issues.
Well, I think there's a couple reasons why I'm running. One of the reasons is because, just like many of your listeners, I'm fed up with what I've been seeing down there in Washington about how our president continues to get attacked despite the good works that he's been doing and the lies and the made-up stories they've been pushing on him. So, I mean, that's part of it, but the personal reason why I have is my daughter. As you know, my daughter was sick. She has something called autoimmune encephalitis, and she was medically kidnapped by the New York City hospital system and held for 75 days against her will. And as you know, the system is designed to be run by the mayor. The mayor is the head of the hospital system. He nominates and puts in place the heads of each of the hospital systems, and the state is responsible for paying for it. Just to give a very brief, they kept her for 75 days. They changed her diagnosis from what it was of a medical one to a psychiatric one. So I understand the damage that can be done to your family, to you, to the patient, when your hospital system turns against you. And socialism is going to do that to our hospital system. It'll turn the system against the patients because that's ultimately what you do. They put the patient first and the rest of society, or they put the patient second and the rest of society first. And we don't want that. My daughter suffered from it. Now it's 4 years since we got her out of that hospital, and she's still hasn't fully recovered from everything that happened to her. And there's no justice for it. You know, there's also no justice that we get out of this. There's nobody who's going to be held responsible because it's a government system. They all cover each other. They all protect themselves. And ultimately, I'm fighting City Hall when I'm fighting them in court. So I lose every time. We'll as citizens lose every time we try to use the only method we can legally use, which is the court system, to defend our families. We'll lose every time because they own the courts.
Jim,
you know, for me, that's a big driving motivation for me.
Jim, as you know, we've talked many times, and my thoughts and prayers are always with you and your family. And yes, that is a great reason to run for Congress, to not only fight for your daughter, but to fight for other children's rights.
Well, it can happen to any of us. What happened to my daughter can happen to anybody. We live in New Jersey. She was in New York City when she was brought into the hospital. That's the only reason that she was there. But, you know, to talk about other things, I also have to say our representative that we have now is a liar when it comes to talking about, he voted for impeachment for our president, and he's the guy who continues to lie. He lies about the SALT deduction being the reason why people leave our state. He's lying when he blames President Trump for, President Trump's tax cut.
Is that Josh Gottheimer?
Josh Gottheimer, yeah. Josh Gottheimer, he's the He's the current representative from the 5th District, which I'm going to unseat.
Very good.
He is definitely somebody who's lying. He's lying about his positions when he says he's a moderate as well. And I think that as Republicans, we need to start challenging people, because one of the reasons why we've lost so much in our state is because we are not putting up candidates who are going to challenge these opponents and call them out and actually be able to not back down. We need people who aren't going to back down. I'm not going to back down. This is not only a personal or a real political fight. This is a personal fight for me to help other children out there who get caught into the system. I don't want to see that happen, but I also, we need to fix the system from inside, and we need to fight back.
You know, Jim, I could not agree with you more. Government is becoming too big. It is infringing upon our lives, our liberties, our freedoms. I thank President Trump 3 weeks ago for signing the Religious Freedom Act to protect our religious mm-hmm. rights. We all must stand up to fight against democratic socialism in any means. We have to protect our Constitution. You know, this is a republic. You know, the left, as you know, wants to give illegal immigrants freebies while we have people and veterans starving on our street and homeless. We have an opioid crisis. We have a fentanyl crisis. We have a mental health crisis. And, you know, it's sad that even Governor Murphy in our state, in this blue state, wants to cow down to a new voting bloc called the illegal aliens, and it's really mm-hmm. a shame. And we all must stand together and push back and fight back. And as reference to the hospital industry, yes, government mm-hmm. should not be involved in our health care. They should not be choosing our doctors. You know, government is making too many choices of the lives of American people. And it's time to stop. And I thank you so much for wanting to stand up, not only for your family, but for the American people, the wrong that is being done to all of us, you know, in this country. And thank God for President Trump for wanting to stand up and change the direction of our country, keeping America first. What are some of the issues? Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, speaking of President Trump, you know, and thank you for saying those things about me running. I wouldn't run if it wasn't for President Trump, because I think the way he has shown us the way of speaking the truth, always the truth, and that's the kind of person I want to be. I've promised 3 terms, that's it, unless there's a Democrat in the White House, and then a 4th term, and then that's it. I'm a teacher first. And a citizen candidate. That's why I'm running to you know, show also that we can change our government in the way we do business. You know, the swamp down there is filthy, and we know that if you spend enough time down there, they're going to convert you to their evil. And I know that as a person, we can only spend so much time. You gotta put fresh blood in there. And I think having term limits is something that we need to get done as well. But I didn't want to. I interrupted your question there. So
no. Listen, this is Jim. This is your show.
It's the people's show, Chauncey. It's the people's show. Hey,
you're absolutely correct. I'm just a messenger of a servant of God, and just this right. This is the people's show, and we're talking about the people's business. And I'm honored and blessed to be able to be a part of the 2020 Red Wave movement, and to meet so many kind people across the nation like yourself that just wants to serve the public will. This year is a very spiritual year. We have a lot of God-fearing people stepping up to the plate for what is right, based on principle, based on moral integrity. These are the kind mm-hmm. of people that we need in government, like yourself, that really care about humanity and don't care about where the next campaign contribution is coming from, or do I have to worry about my vote that I'm not going to get reelected. You know, we have, like I said, a great deal of people on the Republican side, conservative, libertarians across the country that want to save our country, save and protect our Constitution, and move it forward. Socialism has not worked in any country in the world, and it's going to fail here. We cannot have
government.
That's going to
destroy us.
Exactly.
It'll
destroy cannot
us
have
as a
government.
Nation.
We cannot have government infringe upon any of our rights, any of our amendments, because that was not the founding fathers in the Constitution, and we must keep speaking about that message. For those that are tuning in, this is New Jersey Conservative Talk Radio, where we're always right, never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown, and we're very honored and proud to have Mr. James Baldini running for Congress in New Jersey for the 5th Congressional District, wanting to represent the people of Sussex County and our nation. And I'm proud to have him on my show. I'm proud to have become friends with you. You are a very compassionate man. You care about family. You care about children. You care about our country. And these are the type of people that we need in office. We need public servants. Politicians have ruined this country. And that's why I'm supporting you and backing you and having you on my show, because you're the real deal, Big Jim.
I appreciate that. You know, about 60 years ago, a Democrat, Adlai Stevenson, asked, "Who shall be rash enough to say that the American dream has ended?" And it turns out it's his own party. The Democrats are the ones, because if they put in their socialism, they're at the bottom end. They're talking a 70% tax on the average citizen. The 70%, that means 30%, maybe, probably closer to 10, is what you would have for your American dream. That kills it. There's no American dream then, plain and simple. And that's what they're going to try to do if they get socialism. They've told us what they're doing, and I believe when someone who's bad tells you what they're doing, you listen to them. You don't act as if they're nuts and think it'll never happen. You make sure that person doesn't get into a position where they can make it happen. And, you know, President Trump, there will be a post-Trump, administration. After he wins this next term, that's it. What are we going to do after that? We need to create a wave that's going to be pushing beyond President Trump. And when he's down there, I mean, we have 4 years after he wins again to make a change. That's not enough. We need to start to change the culture of the way Washington works, which is going to be impossible. But it's the only way that's going to change is if we change it. We as the citizens have to take a stand. And like I said before, he's shown us the way. And we need to step into it and start pushing back against the cultural destruction of our society.
Amen, Jim. You know, this is a movement. Donald Trump has helped us to create a movement continue beyond his presidency because of the relationships that I'm building, you're building. We're building lifelong relationships to save our country.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that this movement will continue after the next 4 years, but thank God we have the next 4 years. But I just want to dovetail back off of when you talked about democratic socialism. I want to remind my listeners that democratic socialism and Democrats have always put in oppressive policies to keep people down by promising them freebies to keep them stuck in a system of oppression where you become dependent on the government, and that's not the intent of government. And I want to note that for my listeners, because, you know, you're talking about slavery, oppression, when you talk about socialism.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about taking away all of your rights. They're trying to do that with our Second Amendment. They're trying to do it with our First Amendment. They're trying to do it with our religious freedom, and we have to stop it. We are going through a moral war in this country right now. And us as Christians, as religious, God-fearing people, we must stand up, as you said earlier, against the evils that are trying to overthrow our government, to send us into a downward spiral of death. We cannot have it. And
yeah, it's the politics of usual. That's what it is.
Well, we have to change that dynamic, and that's why you're running, to change the dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to accept the status quo as Donald Trump didn't accept the status quo, and that's why we voted for him. We don't want establishment politicians on either side of the aisle. We want people that are going to serve the will of the people and the American people. you know, for the people,
yeah.
by the people. And that's not happening. They get caught up with running for elections, raising money, big pharma, big donors, you know, and we could just look on the left, you know, at the Nancy Pelosi's, the Maxine Waters, and you look at their districts, and they're, I call them globalist elitists. Okay, they live in million-dollar gated communities, yet in San Francisco, you have people lying on the streets, feces all over the place. That's not a person who can speak for the American people. When you can't even take care of your own people in your own backyard, and then you want to stand up and fight for illegal immigrants and call, I dare you, call Trump a racist because he says America first. These people are complete idiots. And we
well, you know, the United States of America, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, we just have to continue to fight. Go ahead, Jim, it's okay.
I was going to say, you know, the United States is a very moral country. And one of the things that we've, you know, that's gone on in the last 50 years, and this is something that both parties have to own and deal with, we've allowed our jobs to be shipped overseas. And that not only hurts the American worker, it in a moral context, it creates slavery abroad because the people who are working in, say, China or even some of the other third world countries that in the third world countries that are depressed that now take these jobs from us with, through the trade program that was pushed through Congress 2 decades ago with NAFTA. When that stuff was done, we created slavery in these other countries because people are working for nothing. They're working in and places like that are dangerous for them. That they, you know, hurts them, causes them all kinds of pain and suffering, and we as a nation don't feel comfortable with that when the light gets shined on that. So when President Trump puts in tariffs, he's stopping that kind of behavior as well as putting America first. He's putting humanity first. The left
Amen.
Can't admit that. They won't admit that. And when we stand up, we have to say this. Because and we also have to take responsibility from, you know, because it's a left and right administrations that did it as well and allowed it to continue until President Trump comes along and he says, no, this is wrong. This is not putting America first. He stops it. He turns it around. And by doing so, he's created a dynamic not only in our nation, but around the entire world. He is doing what President Reagan did against the Soviet Union. When Reagan stood up to the Soviet Union and called it an evil empire, it changed the dynamic. And when Trump stands up to the Democrats and say, no, you are wrong, it's changing the dynamic of the conversation and putting them on notice that this nonsense is going to stop. So, I mean, as a fellow Republican, you know, of course I would support, you know, Trump, but as a human being, we should be supporting him because he is no longer going to allow that kind of behavior to continue. And of course, you know, we're moral people. And you look at what's happening to our inner cities. Just look at what the Democrats have done for the last, you know, 60 years into the inner cities. They've put our minorities into ghetto like situations, boxes where they're unsafe. They're living in a cycle of violence and a cycle of poverty that they can't get out of. And it's not because they haven't been given enough free stuff. It's because they haven't been given a chance to succeed. They've been kept
Amen.
In their box. And that is
Amen.
That is what the Democratic policies have done. I mean, you don't have to doubt me. Just look at all the data
exactly.
that we get from it. Where's the highest level of crime? Where's the most violence? Where are these places that they're happening? They're not happening out in the countryside. They're happening in the inner cities. And it's not because of the population is big, it's because of the policies of the Democrats. And if you know, look how the cities are not upkept and how they're falling apart in some places, that's because they are not being good stewards of their economy and of their cities. That falls on the Democrats completely. And they're unwilling to take ownership of it. So, you know, as a teacher, you know, I'm a teacher and I always try to teach my students to take ownership of your mistakes. If orphans are, you know, mistakes are the orphans of our dialogue because no one wants to take responsibility for them. Everyone wants to deny them, you know, and I think that, but that's something for you to learn from. Your mistakes are the greatest things for you to learn from. And so the Democrats, if they really want to show that they want to step up, learn from their mistakes. You know, they should be embracing President Trump, not trying to fight him because of political reasons, because that's politics as usual. And, I mean, I could go on about the gun debate as well. You know, them trying to attack our civil right to own a firearm. Every single little thing that they do, they have created the minorities or the new political new political prisoner of modern day society. They're the new political prisoner because look at how they're trapped into those boxes and they can't even defend themselves. And what does the left do? The only group of people that can defend them, the police, the left is spearheading demonizing the police. And that's, you know, you're creating a conflict between them that shouldn't exist. And the only reason why it exists is because the propaganda of George Soros and the other lefty billionaires who throw their money around like it's candy. I mean, seriously, if they want to fix things, maybe they should try to improve our infrastructure and help our society in that matter instead of trying to create leftist groups that want to destroy our country.
I can go on and on,
but this is what we need to do. We need to stand up to them. We need somebody to spearhead it. And I'll tell you the truth, Chauncey. I know that I'm the guy in the 5th District, which, you know, it's Bergen County, Warren County, Sussex County, and Passaic County. I know that I'm the one that can do it. I know I can stand up for our citizens, you know, and push back against the left. And it's not even pushing back. It's also bringing fresh new ideas to the table when I get down to Washington. Because, you know, the guy who's there now, he says I'm a bipartisan. He says he's, you know, moderate. And then he goes and votes for impeachment. He votes with his socialist allies on the left, Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them. He's going to continue to do that. And, you know, when Nancy tore up the president's speech, I got to tell you, you know, somebody asked for an apology. We should demand an apology. She's never going to apologize. When you ask for an apology, you're asking for politics as usual. And that is not going to change the dialogue. We have to call her out for what she is. She, by doing so, ripped up the lives, the hopes and dreams of everybody that Trump mentioned in there. She treated with such level of disrespect that she, you know what? She's not going to apologize. We need to get her out of office, period. She doesn't deserve to hold that office. And that needs to be said. She runs around calling our president an imposter. Well, guess what? She's the imposter.
I apologize for,
you know, but I get very passionate about this because I think of my family.
No.
I think of all the families. I got families leaving my school, you know, almost monthly because of what's going on in our state with our taxes and what's going on with everything, with our families suffering, and they can't afford to live here in Jersey. And we got Gottheimer running around saying it's the president's fault because he took away the SALT deduction. No, buddy, it's because of your party that you're shaking hands with and getting all cuddly with down in Trenton. Those people are the ones who are creating, those Democrats then are the ones who are creating a culture and a tax environment, regulation environment that people in this state can't live in. And they want to bring that down to Washington? They're full of garbage. They brought it from California to New Jersey, from Illinois to New Jersey, and they want to travel it down there. We have to stop them. And the only way to do that is to beat them in office. We need to beat them, and we need to win every time, and we need to pull back their nonsense. So, I mean, I could go on for hours about this, but I'm very passionate about this.
Please do. You're doing great, Jim.
I will. I mean, every chance I can speak, I will. The other thing is we have to be willing to go into their territory and take back our cities. You know, we have the ideas. We have the better ideas. They don't. We have the track record that's proven. They don't. We need to start challenging them in the cities, in the countryside, everywhere, because we have the better solutions. Their solutions are failed, dopey utopia type of mindsets. We need to get rid of them. And the only way we're going to do that is by somebody standing up, and not just somebody, a whole bunch of people. And I'm willing to do it, and I'm willing to take anybody by my side and stand by the president on his flank and defend him down in Trenton. I mean, sorry, in Washington. And you know what? And if I need to go to Trenton to fight there too, I will. I'm going to stop there because it's your show.
No,
it's our show. It's everybody's show.
Jim, it's the people's show, and your passion is well received, and that's why you need to get elected, because we need people with passion, people that care about other people. That's what it's about.
And people who aren't afraid, either. People who aren't afraid about standing up and being called names. I go home every night. I get a kiss on the cheek from my daughter. She tells me that she loves me. I don't care what people call me. I don't care what they say about me, because I got the love of my daughter. I got the love of my son. I don't need anything else on this planet. And the love of my wife, too. That's all I need.
Amen. I mean, that's the most beautiful thing in the world is family. And I thank God for my family and my children. And you're right. We're not only fighting for our children and our family. We're fighting for others and other people's families. We're also fighting for the silent majority, those who are unable to speak for themselves. Jim, we're out of time. I'd like to have you back on the show again. You are an awesome guest, passionate about the issues that face New Jersey and the nation, and we need to have a further conversation to continue this. Can you share with my listeners, if they want to volunteer, donate to your campaign, or get in touch?
Yeah, I get so passionate, I forget to mention it. My website, I'm sorry, Chauncey, but I get so passionate, I get so caught up in it. My website is votebigjim.com. Votebigjim.com is my website. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at VoteBigJim. So, I mean, it's very simple, very straightforward, just like me. I'm an ordinary citizen, and I'm a citizen candidate who's fighting for the rights of our citizens, the civil rights, and I know that the only way to do it is by standing up. So votebigjim.com is my website, and I'm going to have this up there. It's actually already up there. They can just click on it and listen to it again if they want to.
Awesome. And, Jim, if you need this show, I can provide you with not only the link but the HTML code to embed the player in your website. But I want to thank you very much for coming on and taking time away from your family to talk to the American people, talk to the people of New Jersey. I will keep you and your family in prayers, and I hope that you will come on the show again.
Thank you, Chauncey.
Thank you very much.
I would love to. You call and I'll be there. And if you want to go demonstrate anywhere, I'll be with you too.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. This is New Jersey Conservative Talk Radio. We're always right, never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We were honored to have U.S. congressional candidate running out of the 5th District, James Baldini, in the studio today, a very passionate man about not only protecting his family and protecting New Jersey, but protecting the nation and all of the family members and inhabitants in it. That's what we need today in government, is we need people that want to serve the public good and the public will. And I try to have those types of people on my show that I support, that I believe in, that want to do good for our country. Please, if you want to follow us, you can follow us on Twitter at Right Talk New Jersey NJ. You could also follow us on Facebook at Right Talk NJ. On Facebook, please join me this Saturday as you meet Billy Aprente, 2020 candidate for U.S. Congress in New Jersey's 9th Congressional District. That'll be 11 p.m. on Saturday night. Once again, I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. God bless America. God bless you all. And have a safe and blessed night. Good night now.